If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two, hour two of our radio program, and we go to baseball. Our first swing in the batter's box at the big story over the last few days, how big a debacle is Fernando Tatis Jr.'s steroid suspension? And what did you make of Tatis's ringworm alibi, and will Fernando Tatis Jr. ever be able to get past this in San Diego? He's locked up through the 2034 season for a whole lot of American currency. We'll talk about that and more right now in hour number two. What do you do when the face of the franchise turns out to be a loser? What do you do? Well, we're about to find out. It's a great science experiment taking place in San Diego. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right next door, as we have the sinking feeling for the Padres. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast an unreasonably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the lab as we practice rocket science all night long in the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the North Woods. And so our lead this hour coming from baseball. Baseball's been very, very good to me. Now, I had some family in town last week, so I had to take a couple days away from the radio show. I ended up having a very brief hiatus, and I was not in my watchtower there spending some quality time with family. But while we were away from the catbird seat, the guillotine fell on the neck of one of the top stars of the sport of baseball. Can you say bye-bye to Fernando Tatis Jr.?
They dropped the guillotine on him, too.
Padres star was caught using anabolic steroids and suspended for 80 games. Now, I don't know whether or not you were following the story. It was the Friday news dump. Maybe you missed it. But since the punishment was announced, here's what's happened in the last couple of days. The San Diego GM issued a prepared statement questioning the maturity of the cornerstone of the franchise. Okay, that has happened, saying they have trust issues. The Padres, as an organization, a billion-dollar baseball team, issued a prepared statement saying that they are, quote, hopeful Fernando will learn from this experience. Tatis has claimed that it was all a misunderstanding, that he was using medication for ringworm. He then issued an apology. According to manager Bob Melvin, there was an apology that was issued. So let us discuss the question. How big a debacle is Fernando Tatis Jr.'s steroid suspension? So my observations here, you've got Voyager, Dingbats, and Notre Dame. And we will combine all of these things together. So, and what we're going to make is a fish taco, a rotten fish taco, because that's what Fernando Tatis is right now, a rotting fish taco, that nasty fishy smell, and it's just falling apart. So, number one. The Padres front office are looking like country bumpkins on this one. They couldn't even get to year 7 or 8 of the contract before this happened. They got a year, and that's it. He didn't play this year. He hasn't played at all this year. So 1 year of Tatis, and now this, and here you go, forking over the forever contract to a ball player, giving him 14 years and $340 million, and he is signed through the 2034 season. So think about what's going to happen during this contract. We will have 3 more presidential elections before he's off the books in San Diego. Most kids start kindergarten around age 5. So those who did in 2021 will have high school diplomas by the time Fernando Tatis's contract comes to an end. Tatis, he went in from the biggest young star of baseball to professional baseball's tarnished dope. Just like that, right? That, I mean, what are we doing? Tarnished goods in the blink of an eye. Just like that. That contract looking more and more like the baseball version of Voyager Digital. And if you haven't been following that story, the crypto story, it involves the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban, who's being sued up the wazoo because he endorsed this Voyager Digital, and people put their life savings in this crypto lender. I've been reading about this online. They ended up filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. People lost their life savings. Think Bernie Madoff. Think Ponzi scheme. And here we are. Fernando Tatis Jr.'s contract was unregulated and appears to be unsustainable fraud based on what we know now from Fernando Tatis. And The second thing, you're in page 2, if you will. The Padres star, we mentioned he delivered what I call the humdinger. The humdinger of excuses about what happened. Tatis said he, quote, inadvertently took the performance-enhancing drug cholestebol, I believe is how it's pronounced, to treat ringworm. That was what he said. We were all... I would hope you were laughing like we were when we heard about that. Hilarious. So what do you make of Tatis's ringworm excuse? So this was done not for me, not for you, we hope, but this was done for the Dingbats. That's who that was done for. And Tatis and the people around Fernando Tatis Jr. know that one in five people are completely gullible. They will believe anything. Okay, anything. And it has been proven over studies that have taken place for many, many years that at roughly 20% of those of us who are out in the world here in the United States, and I believe this is true around the world, maybe it's even more around the world, but one in five, so 20% of our brothers and sisters are complete morons when it comes to believing anything. Okay, so 20% right off the bat. So if you say, oh, yeah, no, I didn't do the steroids. I had the ringworm. And the dingbats, the morons, the rubes, the easy marks, they will swallow it hook, line, and sinker. All of it. Right? The rest of us are over in the corner rolling our eyes laughing. Well, this is really stupid. But from what we have been told, the drug in particular, cholestibol, that the drug Tatis was caught with is never prescribed for skin defects or ringworm. There's a drug that's close to it, but that's not the same drug. So what they're trying to do here, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to muddy the waters, and some people won't really check up on it and all that, but it's not flying in these parts. It is a Schedule 4 anabolic steroid. Fernando Tatis Jr. was suspended for 80 games for doing a Schedule 4 anabolic steroid. That's it. That's all you need to know. If it was an honest mistake, if this was something where Tatis did get something from a doctor that said, hey, this is what it is, that's what the implication was, then what would have happened, there would have been a digital paper trail. And remember, this thing was not announced until after Tatis had decided not to appeal. He had approved and said, okay, I'm not going to appeal. The appeal's over. Either he didn't appeal or he appealed and it played out and he lost. But otherwise, they don't want to tarnish the player. And they've tarnished the player now, so that is over with. But if he had a legitimate excuse, there would have been evidence via a prescription from a doctor. You don't get that particular type of steroid without a doctor prescribing it unless you buy it at a, shall we say, shady pharmacy in Tijuana, which I know back in the 90s, many Padre players loved going across the border to go buy some goods at the local drugstore just across the border there, and then they'd come back and they'd have all their goodie bag of steroids and all that. But to buy what Tatis was selling is a special kind of Mama Luke. Okay, it really is. You are an absolute dum-dum. And Mark Twain famously said, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. And so we'll apply that logic to this. Now, final point. Will Fernando Tatis Jr. ever be able to get past this? Now, ever is a long time. Ever is a long time. But if you ask me that right now, no. He has a red check mark next to his name, Fernando Tatis. I hope he is a fan of the Golden Domers because he's the new modern day. You think of Notre Dame. Well, he is the Quasimodo, the hunchback of Notre Dame in baseball, the hunchback of the Padres, stigmatized, dramatized, all of that. He has been given a lifetime supply, Fernando Tatis, of cooties. He's got the baseball cooties, and he can't get rid of them. And it makes your mind wander. At least my mind wandered. I don't know about yours, but is Fernando Tatis legit? What if he's been doing this all along and he finally got caught? Normally, you don't get caught the first time. You do something untoward, you get away with it for a while, and eventually you get caught. So is it possible that Tatis is a total fraud? That he, remember when you were a kid, you get the chocolate Easter bunny, and you thought it was solid, you bite into it, and then it's hollow, and you're like, oh, crap, I got screwed. What if he's hollow? What if all of this was fake? What do you do? And is he just a product of PEDs, and he was able to hornswoggle the Padres to give him that contract? His father played for the Cardinals. You know who the manager of the Cardinals was? Tony La Russa. You know who La Russa has been associated with? PEDs, his entire career. You know who was also on those Cardinal teams his old man played for? Tatis? Mark McGwire, one of the great steroid guys of our time. So everyone on those St. Louis teams is considered tainted. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. did not have that next to his name. He does now. He does now. Does he lose the sparkle? Most guys did PEDs. This is, and I was around a lot of those players back in the heyday in the 90s when guys were doing steroids. And as I remember it, most of the guys did steroids because they claimed everyone was doing them, but mostly because they wanted to get paid. The guys that were getting the big money were the steroid guys. And so they did it for financial reasons. They did the steroids, they claimed, because they wanted to get the big contract. Well, Fernando Tatis Jr. already got the money. He's got the forever contract, and he's still dabbling in the gym juice. Why is that? What is that all about? Is that because without it, does he turn into a pumpkin? Are we looking at a 250 hitter with 20 home runs a year? That's not a $340 million ball player. And keep in mind, the contract's backloaded. Like, he's not getting most of that contract right now. Tatis, the Padres are on the hook for that. He'll be making the $36 million, $35 million, whatever it is, years and years down the line, and he's not at that point right now. So he's already got his money. He got paid, and are the Padres about to get played here for over a decade? Over a decade still on the contract. That's an unimaginable amount of time. And so downgrade every time Fernando Tatis Jr. strikes out. Every time he has a slump where he goes 0 for 30, every time he goes a month where he hits one home run, people will whisper in hushed tones and say, I wonder if that's because he's not doing the steroids. I wonder if that's the case. Oh, and so if you're the Padres, what do? Well, you can't get the stank. There's not enough soap and water to get the stank off him because the rest of his career, he's tarnished. So that you got that. But at this point, you've got to, I guess, hire, a babysitter? Didn't Jerry Jones do? I hate to say that, but didn't Jerry do that with Dez Bryant back in the day? You hired somebody to keep an eye on him 24 hours a day, a caretaker, if you will, a liaison. And so Fernando Tatis, if you're the Padres, too late to save his reputation and all that, but at least at this point, you got to do something, keep him away from the motorcycles, from the needles, all of that. But he's already done irreversible damage. And wow, in the span, I mean, the Padres, they won the trade deadline. They made the great trade. They went for it. They put all their chips in. And now all of their chips have turned out to be potato chips. It's craziness. Absolute zaniness that has happened in San Diego. All right, we will continue on here.
Those were selfish goals.
Yeah, exactly. We will take your phone calls and all that. If you missed the big announcement last hour, for the first time in a couple of decades, we will have a Maller meet and greet in Southern California. So if you're in a reasonable location where you could make it, it's less than 2 weeks away. Not this Friday, the following Friday. All that information is on social media. We'd love to meet you if you can come out. I'll be there. Eddie will be there. I don't know about Coop. Don't know about Roberto, but we will be there. Now, what if I told you that the ice cream man is a jinx? I'll explain what that's about. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. But is bad ice cream to blame? We'll explain. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Fox Control to Ben Maller.
Everyone loves the donkey, and I like being the donkey.
Fox Control to Ben Maller.
I love losers. I'm a fan of losers.
Check your outlets and now put your headphones on. Fox Control to Ben Maller.
He's got the cleanest ass.
We need your help to multiply the Maller Militia. Support our humble boy to take over the nocturnal audio world one blister at a time. Spread the gospel by tagging and posting about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social media. You can help get the message out to others and join the brotherhood of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
This is Fox Control to Ben Maller. Your monologue made the grave.
Well, we begin this hour ranting about the Pod Squad. tough weekend for them. And a story that will have legs. Not often we talk about a story that will have legs for another decade plus. We can promise you this one will, as long as Tatis plays. And why would he stop playing with that kind of contract? SoCal musician writes in. He says, "Hey, Ben, do you remember the persistent shoulder injury that kept Tatis from playing 20% of the 2021 Padre regular season schedule? When you hear of vague injuries, do you ever wonder if the player is trying to avoid drug testing while they are on the injured list?" I don't know about that. I think they still test you even when you're on the injured list. I don't think you can get around that. But there are enough checks and balances where you're aware, you know how to get around it. There are guys doing this stuff that get away with it, and then there are certain players that make the mistake. And it's kind of like when the NFL used to test for weed, and they told you when the test was. They told you essentially when to stop smoking weed, and you wouldn't fail the test, and then guys would still inevitably get caught. It happens. A sad Giant fan writes in. He says, "A-plus on the Mallard monologue. Has any of these mega contracts ever been fully worth it in the MLB? Either the player does something stupid like this, gets injured, or regresses to the mean, or is so old they can't produce at the $30-plus million-a-year contract level they signed for." Well, yeah, it's a given. If you sign a player to a 10-plus-year contract, he's going to suck the last 3 years of the contract at least. That you're essentially paying more for the beginning of the contract, knowing that it's like the Tigers with Miguel Cabrera. He sucks. He shouldn't be in the big leagues, but he was great, and they're paying him for what he used to be and all that. And I like Mike Trout, that's a guy. He's damaged goods now. He's got a chronic injury, but the Angels have him signed up forever. The Dodgers are going to have the same problem with Mookie Betts. Now, they won the World Series.
2033.
Yeah, and then they're going to be paying him even when he's done, right, for another 20 years after that he's going to get checked.
I was telling my daughter, Mookie Betts is going to be with the Dodgers until you're 17 years old. Oh, she's 7 right now. She's like, "Wait, what? How is that possible, man?" Like, what do you mean?
I know.
I'm like, Mookie's going to be on the Dodgers. You're going to be 17, 18 years old.
Not only that, they'll still be paying him. She'll be married with kids, and they'll still be paying him, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's going to be insane.
She's like, "How is that possible?"
Yeah, I know. It's wild. So like, the way I look at the Dodgers, they won the World Series with Mookie. So, okay, I mean, then you know he's going to suck at the end, and they'll talk about what he used to be, just like all of these guys. Look at Albert Pujols with the Angels. It's like, "Well, he used to be great with the Cardinals," and that's just the way of the world. All right, let's go to the phones, and let's say hello to Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollering James. Yeah. Oh, I hear something. I don't hear snoring, though. You think they changed his meds where he doesn't snore anymore? Could that be?
Possible.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, James. I got to go. Thank you. All right. Let's go to the... Let's go to line 6. Deke is driving around right now. He's on the 101 freeway. That could be anywhere. Hello, Deke. Welcome. You're on Fox Sports Radio. It's the Ben Maller Show.
What's happening, Ben? How are you, man?
Where are you at on the 101 right now? Where are you headed?
Stuck between Melrose and Highlands.
Oh. Why is it? Are they doing the... Oh, construction. Yeah, yeah. I go that way, and I drove in that way. There wasn't anything going on. But it's that damn overnight construction. That kills you every time. That's my number one problem. With this shift, overnight construction, brutal. Anyway, how can we help you, Deke?
So you were saying that you like knew a bunch of ball players in the 90s, right? And in the PED era.
Yes.
Were they more performance-based, or were they trying to get over injuries? Was this guy's getting room?
That's what they told them. That's what they told the media. They were trying to get over injuries, but they were doing it to get paid. There was a great example of a guy who may or may not have been doing steroids, Jim Edmonds. Jim Edmonds came up with the Angels in that era. He was a singles hitter. He had no power. He might or might not have done something that made him one of the great outfielders of that generation not a Hall of Fame player, but a very productive 30 home run a year guy, a lot of doubles, great defensive player. But he was not, he was supposed to be a backup outfielder when he came up. There was another Paul Laduca with the Dodgers. I was there when the Dodgers called him. The Dodgers off on and off the record. He's a backup catcher. He's a guy that's, you know, good in the locker room. He's a backup catcher. He's never going to be an everyday player. He was an all-star like 3 or 4 years in the big leagues. It's amazing.
But Mallard, I'll leave you with this. I grew up watching the Orioles. So you got two steroids. You got Brady Anderson.
Yeah.
But like, is Cal using PEDs?
I wouldn't put past. I would not put it past anyone.
I want to believe he wasn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, that lines up. It lines up.
Yeah. Well, let's just say, and I don't know for sure. I mean, just talking to people, you could probably count on two hands the number of star players that were not doing what everyone else was doing. So maybe he was on that list of about 10 guys that weren't doing it, but. I would be reluctant. All right, thank you, Deke. Safe driving there. Hope the freeway opens up there in the 101, which is an old freeway. They can't make it any bigger. They'd have to buy a bunch of property that costs. I guess they could.
Yeah, I think it's tiny, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
Those exits are crazy, too.
Yeah, it's brutal. Well, the 110's worse than the 101, but the 101's not a bowl of cherries.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back to the NFL for the first time in this training camp. Roberto's favorite quarterback from the Cincinnati Bengals. What's his name, Roberto?
Burrow!
Joe Burrow practiced on Sunday, nearly 3 weeks after his appendix was removed. He participated in 7-on-7 drills. Head coach Zach Wilson would not rule out Burrow taking some snaps during the preseason to get him ready for the regular season.
All right.
Eddie, what about Saturday's matchup?
What about him?
What about him?
You're not going to mention them?
I honestly don't even know. I know the Steelers played. I've got a DVR and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, Cody Pickett played good.
Broncos defeated the Cowboys 77.
Wow. Oh, come on, Coop.
He's clapping over that. Come on, Coop. You're better than that.
How many starters played for the Broncos, Coop?
Zero.
Zero starters. Zero. There you go. Yeah. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. So we've heard of a lot of jinx over the years. When I was a kid, there was this thing called Sports Illustrated. It used to be big, not anymore. But they had this thing called Sports Illustrated.
That was the first mail I ever got.
Yeah.
It was a big deal when I was a kid, like junior high school.
Yeah, we're old. Eddie.
I got mail. That's my name on it.
Let me tell you something. When I got, there's two things I got that changed my life. Well, actually three things, but one we can't say on the radio. But I got Sports Illustrated and the Sporting News, which was they had little notes on every team in baseball, and I was convinced that I was an insider. Because that's the only way, back in the Stone Age, we got information about every single team.
Why didn't you just go on the internet, Ben?
I don't want to talk about it. I had a typewriter, Eddie. We had a typewriter at the house. But anyway, that was big. But the SI jinx, that whoever was on there would play poorly because they were on the cover after they had been great, and you don't normally go great. Then for the last 25 years, we've had the Madden jinx, which has been a thing. Can we now add Dairy Queen onto this, Eddie? Have you seen? People have been pointing out, and it's come to my attention here. I did not come up with this, but that Dairy Queen's marketing department,
I saw that.
Home of the Blizzard and so many classic ice cream treats, and they have food there. But who goes to Dairy Queen for food? I don't. I go for the dessert. But anyway, Dairy Queen paid a good amount of money to get the endorsement of Major League Baseball. They also paid individually four players. Among the four players, they paid Tim Anderson, who he compared himself to Jackie Robinson, but no one else is allowed to say that because that's racist, but he can do it. Tim racist. Anderson of the White Sox, he broke his finger. He's out 6 weeks. Bryce Harper broke his thumb. He's been out since late June for the fightin' Phils. Cody Bellinger, a former most valuable player, is batting right around the Mendoza line and has been terrible and will likely not be on the Dodgers next year. This is probably his last year with the Dodgers. And Fernando Tatis! Those are the four players that the people over at Dairy Queen signed up. Tatis, who's now like if you spiked a blizzard with bleach. That is Fernando Tatis right now, the Padres star. So there you go. 0-for-4 on that one. And but they all got paid. They all got paid a good amount of money.
Going back, so in 2032, Mookie will be a free agent. He's going to get $150 million deferred from 2033 to 2044.
2044.
Yeah.
Eddie, you think we'll still be alive in 2044? Okay. Yeah, think. Maybe. Yeah. Give or take. If they can create us like cyborgs or something like that, you know, make us like the Terminator, have like a metal leg, metal heart, something like that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be in my 60s, man.
Holy man. Be here before you know it, too.
I know.
Before you know it, it'll be here. Let's go to the phones, and let's say hello to Andrea, the sports sorceress, or a wizard, as Paul in Rhode Island apparently called her last week. Hello, Andrea, in Berkeley.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a Tatis, but not Fernando Tatis. Loser.
Yes, I'll tell you, you know, you hit it right on the head when you were talking about that this deception has been going on for a while, Ben. That's totally right on. Let's start at the basics. He's born January 2nd, 1999 in the Dominican Republic, so we're not entirely sure about that date, but let's take it for what it is. And check it out. Mercury is the planet of communication. He's having Neptune square Mercury, which is an aspect of deceit. And the outer planet, and the outer planet transits can last several years. This started a year ago.
What?
Remember those motorcycle accidents when he said, oh, which one? Remember that?
Yes, yes. It was similar to the Manny Ramirez when he hurt his knee and he had to get both knees checked because he couldn't remember which one he had hurt.
Right.
Yes,
no, here's the thing. They start believing their own lies. And I think
I learned watching Seinfeld back in the 90s, if you believe a lie, then it's not a lie.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what is happening when Neptune squares Mercury. It's an outer planet transit. It takes 2 to 3 years. And anything about information, exact information, especially communications, omissions, miscommunications, check this out, Ben. Deception, illusion, confusion in communication and information, misinterpreted words.
Oh. Well, he was not confused when he signed his John Hancock on that contract.
And the Padres are on the hook for that contract. I was just researching it. That is like surreal. 14 years, $340 million?
That's almost as much as you make, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I mean,
we're in good company. In my dream.
It's, listen, the Padres took a chance. They gambled. They got burned.
And, you know,
and that's the reality. And they got to hope that he's just not a phony steroid guy and that if he's off the steroids, he's going to suck. Or they're going to hope that he finds some other goodies to take so he can keep producing.
Yeah, I mean, I just read on ESPN, Bob Melvin reached out and talked with him. A.J. Preller, he said that he sees a pattern developing. That's not exactly a vote of confidence. And Clevenger said he needs to grow up. So he's,
well, I don't know if Clevenger's the guy to tell somebody to grow up. I don't know that that's the right guy. It might not be the right messenger, but who am I? What do I know?
Well, you know, the takeaway here, you know, the narrative is that he's not gaining favor with the, you know, the GM, with his teammates. He's really, you know, making things very precarious as the Padres want to head down the stretch. I mean, they did get Soto. You know, they do have some other ways to make up for it. But this is a recurring problem with Tatis, and I just want to make that clear.
I got you. All right, well, we'll leave it there. I got a hard network out. But thank you, Andrea. Great information. Virgo in service on Twitter. So thank you. Coop, my phone system froze here, so we can say goodbye to her. All right, anyway, here's the Insta trivia. The Dodgers have a 37-7 record with Max Muncy when he gets a hit. That currently ranks as the third highest winning percentage given a particular player gets a hit since World War II, blank holds the record. That's the Insta Trivia, the answer next.
That's fertilizer, says Kemp, over and over. And that is fertilizer.
That's Muncy. Max Muncy, actually, is what that is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on The Ben Maller Show, 14,400 seconds each night. That's a lot to digest. Now you don't have to miss a moment. Thanks to podcasting, go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help The Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety-mucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Insta Trivia. The Dodgers have a 37-7 record. That's an .841 winning percentage. When Max Muncy has a hit, he doesn't have many of them, but when he does, they usually win. That currently ranks as the third highest winning percentage given a particular player to get a hit since World War II. Blank holds the record for winning percentage. That is the question. What is the answer? Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fans going with Mariners legend Dan Wilson as his answer. Rod Beck, the late Rod Beck from Mayor Parker, the Snow Dog. Muncy's teammate Joey Gallo, guessed by Ferg Dog. Willie Beeman from Ozzy Waz. Who else do we have? He's the guy that got attacked by the kangaroo when he was out driving around. John Stamos, guessed by Luke, the vending guy. By the way, we're going to time shift Mallard to the third degree for ratings purposes, but it's been very important. We had to get that Discover read in, so we got to push that back. Who else? We have Mookie Wilson, guest by Double O Mexican in San Diego. Lucille from Mr. Nice Guy, who's not Mr. Nice Guy. He's Mr. Mean Guy. Who else do we have? Paige Dan, Lyle Overbay from Malibu Rubin. Will Malibu Rubin be making an appearance at the Mallard meet and greet? That's pretty far from Malibu where we're going to be meeting, so probably not. The Geyer Clinic from Tom from Fullerton, who might be making an appearance there. Ernie the Great Opiner was guessed by Alf the Alien Opiner, a rival of Ernie. Fernando Valenzuela, guessed by Justin in Cincinnati. Macho Man Randy Savage, tossed out by Donkey Sausage. Boog Powell from Rob in Minnesota. An overweight Harrison Smith from Areek in Minnesota. Very funny. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? Please.
I do. It's a former Fresno State Bulldog and Royals great Kevin Apier.
Oh, Kevin Apier. He got paid a lot of money not to pitch at the end of his career. That's incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer, a man who had the same name of someone very famous in aviation, Steve Yeager. Steve Yeager, 1974 Dodgers. They went 45-8, an .849 winning percentage when he got a hit. Steve Yeager was the name we were looking for. Hi!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.